This is Lindsay Coe with Mission Network News, and we're speaking again today with Emily Fuentes with Open Doors USA, talking about their upcoming World Watch List 2017 release. Now, the World Watch List hasn't come out yet. It comes out in January next month. But for now, we kind of want to talk about some trends that we're seeing, some things that could show up in the next World Watch List, some things that could be a surprise. So, Emily, I guess starting in the Middle East, we're seeing some interesting kind of trends over there that could even kind of mess with the top 10 countries that have been kind of the worst offenders in the past for persecution. But could you talk about what's going on with that?
Sure. So for the past several years, we have seen an unfortunate trend that really persecution is increasing overall throughout the world. And we're seeing it particularly in the Middle East, Central Asia, and in Africa, just whether it's governments stepping up their antics. A lot of the times it's Muslim extremist groups targeting Christians because they're going directly against what they proclaim. And then in other cases, it's society and tribal leaders who might be offended by the gospel message or think it's too Western. But where we're seeing an increase usually is due to Muslim extremism and then sometimes government factions.
So North Korea has had the number one spot for several years now of being the worst offender for Christian persecution. But I mean, this year, is it possible that North Korea could be toppled from that number one spot?
In spite of all that's happening around the world, it's pretty difficult for North Korea to be toppled from that spot. If in fact it is the number one spot again, and it'll be 15 years in a row. And it's really just because no other place on earth is like North Korea in the number of Christians that are persecuted, the number of Christians that are killed. There's just not a regime on earth like North Korea. The very act of owning a Bible can get you killed on the spot. Your faith, if it's discovered, can land you in a prison camp that are just as awful as some of the Auschwitz Germany prison camps. But not only you, but up to three generations of your family. So that could mean you, your children, and your grandchildren, who may not even share your faith. Like, you have to make that moral dilemma. And so even though persecution is horrific in places like Iraq and Syria, Somalia, there's no country that quite has the restrictions of the violence and the targeting of Christians like North Korea.
That makes sense. So then kind of bringing it back to the regions that you had mentioned earlier where we're seeing an uptick of persecution, I mean, how is this affecting the church? Have you guys kind of seen a trend of the church getting stronger amidst the persecution, or is it kind of throwing them off guard and they're having to kind of regroup?
It's interesting. In places like Syria and Iraq, it's the remnant church that has been really strengthened. So even still in Syria, with all this happening even this week, there's a remnant church who's decided to stay, reach out to their neighbors with the gospel, and offer humanitarian aid. It just be the light of Christ. They know that if they leave, there's not going to be Christianity left in their countries. And so it's strengthened them. We've heard really cool stories of different denominations who would have never worked together now coming together and working together and really strengthening the remnant church in those countries. But then there's countries like Somalia where Al-Shabaab for so many years has been targeting Christians, that there's no public building of a church. There's no public declaration of being a Christian. Basically, to be Somali is to be Muslim. And so people are able to meet at most like four or five Christians at a time, very much in secret. And many, it takes many years to even reveal that they're Christian to someone who they already know is a Christian, just because there's so much betrayal or folks pretending to be Christian who aren't. So it does vary from country to country, but those are some of the trends we see by region.
So then, have there been any countries that Open Doors have noticed getting better with their treatment of Christians, kind of responding to the needs of the minority in their country?
This year, not really. Probably maybe the one area that it would look seemingly better might be Mali. That's, you know, several years ago, insurgents came in from the north and tried to take over the country and basically wiped out the 2/3 of Christians who were there. So Christians are returning, rebuilding their homes, but it's a very slow process. But it's not necessarily like the government's treating them better or neighbors are. It's that the insurgents were cast out and now people are starting to come home. So that would probably be the one example. But by and large, since persecution, we're seeing the trend of it getting worse around the world. We're not seeing many cases of things getting better.
So like we said, the list is coming out in January and just next month, in a couple weeks. So when this list comes out, kind of the question is then what should Christians be doing with this list? How can they respond or be praying with this list?
Yeah, I think the number one thing is to be praying for the countries on the World Watch List. And if you go to opendoorsusa.org, you can sign up for our weekly prayer alert email. And we focus on one country a week. Since there's 50, we get through all 50 within almost a year's time frame. So it's a great way to be praying, even for countries like Djibouti or some others that aren't as well-known, to ensure we're covering all these persecuted Christians in prayer. But when the list comes out, we'll have a petition and advocacy opportunity available. And then as you look on each page on our website, each country page, if you have a heart for that particular country, there's going to be an ability to donate to each of those countries. So all that will be available on launch date, which is January 11th at opendoorsusa.org.